Contemporary Music Centre podcast series. Interview with Benjamin Dwyer, Artistic Director of the Music 21 series.
Firstly, Benjamin, the Music 21 concert series was formed in 1991 as Mostly Modern. Can you tell me what was the ethos that spurred the formation of this type of festival?
Well, back in 91, I was still a student. I was studying in the Royal Academy of Music in London. And I suppose, like many students, we were very enthusiastic to get something going, you know? Yeah. And I suppose maybe there wasn't a huge amount of contemporary music being performed at the time. I suppose also as a guitarist, I was completely, shall we say, involved in contemporary music, as I didn't really have this sort of classical repertoire that most other instruments would enjoy, you know? Mm. So it was a matter of just basically getting something going and getting things moving. And although I see now that there are lots of different festivals run by younger performers and younger composers, which I think is a really great thing. At the time back in 91, we were quite new and we were the only ones doing that. So it was quite innovative, I suppose, for the period.
Yeah.
The idea, the series in those days was called Mostly Modern, so we got some grants from IMRO, the Irish Music Rights Organization, and maybe the concerts were not so cutting edge. I mean, we would have some Beethoven, and then we would probably include some Irish music. But as time went on, and I took complete control of the organization, it got a little more focused.
All these years on now, how have you seen new music reshape within the context of the series, now that you're focusing completely on contemporary music?
Yes, well, in many ways, the series, which was called Mostly Modern for a long, long time, had the wrong title, because maybe in its third or fourth year, it was really a great platform for contemporary music and only contemporary music.
Noting the record of premieres that you've had in the series so far, I was looking at the website, I don't know if this is an up-to-date number now, but it says 72 Irish premieres over the years. How important do you think this is to showcase new contemporary music in the festival?
Well, I think if that's up-to-date, and it probably isn't, it's probably more than that. And so in the 20 years that we've been running, I think actually Mostly Modern / Music 21 has clearly served a very important function. I think 72 Irish premieres speaks for itself. I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah.
So it's been one of those festivals that has never gotten too big. And so it has been working away slowly. But I think our legacy will be very strong in the end. I don't know how long we'll go on for. We'll go on for as long as we can get funding. And, the funding institutions have had confidence in us up to now. And I think we've been working silently in the background, and I think the legacy is going to be very strong. I mean, we've all those premieres, we've helped a lot of young composers, we've brought music to Irish audiences that simply wouldn't have been heard before. We've also premiered a lot of international pieces, and just ones that come to mind, for example, would be Hafliti Helmgrimson's Mini Stories, which is a major theatre work of his. Inscape Tableau, which is another major piece by Barry Guy, and a piece by Jesus Torres, the major Spanish composer, Dublin. And so we've been engaging on an international level as well. So I think the legacy is quite strong, and time will tell, you know. I think it'd be very interesting if a student actually did some thesis on Mostly Modern, on Music 21, to see just the sort of work that we've done over 20 years and maybe assess.
Quantify the effect,
That period, you know.
And moving on to this year, 2009, it's taking place in the National Concert Hall, moving away from the Bank of Ireland Centre. The series begins with a performance by the renowned pianist Mary DeLee of Frank Lyon's work with visuals, and it continues on with five diverse concerts. So what would you say the highlights are for you this year?
Well, for me, it's what I'm very excited about is the huge diversity of the programming. And also, I think the gender balance is very, very strong, not only in the performers. Of course, we have Mary Dullea, Julia Bardsley, We have the Kalino Quartet, Susan Doyle, Izumi Kimura. So we have a lot of females performing, but also a strong female representation in terms of composition with Bubaidelina. We have a whole concert given over to Deirdre Gribben. And we have what will be an Irish premiere of Frangez Ali Zada's string quartet. She's probably Azerbaijan's leading composer. So I'm very happy about that. That's a very interesting gender diversity as well. So maybe the highlight for me personally would be the Mary Dudley Julia Bardsley collaboration, because I'm very interested in making sure that we get sufficient representation of multimedia work. And in a more, I suppose, conservative line, I'm looking forward to Hugh Tinney's performance with the Kalino, because Denzel Britten is one of my great favourite composers, and his third string quartet has been performed, and of course Schnittke's piano quintet, which is a major, major piece. So I think there's a hell of a lot there this year for everybody, you know.
The premiere of your work then will take place, the Japanese Prince for flute and piano, on the 4th yes. of September. So this is work for piano, but also for a range of flutes.
Well, it's a work that I've just put my signature to. I'm just back from Spain, where I finished it in a residency in Almería. And it represents sort of a new phase for me, I think. There is this diversity in the flute. We're moving from bass flute to alto flute to normal flute to piccolo. And they're very short pieces. Each is about 2 to 3 minutes long, very concise. The flutes are amplified because I wanted to develop a sort of an intimacy. I've been very interested in trying to capture, if you like, human intimacy in music, which is also, well, it's a very difficult thing to do without being very prescriptive, you know? And in this particular piece, I have Izumi also mic'd up. We're going to have a mic mic'd up to her mouth. And I'm including a lot of breathing sounds and vocalizations, which interlace with the vocalizations of the flautist. So it's more than a piece for flutes and piano. It's a piece for flutes, piano, and, if you like, intimate human voices. So it's an area that I'm tentatively exploring, and I'm looking forward to hearing the piece and working with the two performers on that.
Absolutely, yeah. The final concert as well, we're going to hear one of your pieces, the guitar quintet, and you're going to be doing that with the Kalina Quartet. But you're also performing a piece that you mentioned earlier by Frangez Ali Zada. What prompted you to program these two works together?
Well, again, as I said, the programming in this particular case, because it was a lunchtime concert, I wasn't trying to be too clever. If you look at the program that the other Kalina Quartet, it's a very, very taut program with Gubaidelina, Schnittke, and Britten, and you can see a very strong connection between all those composers. There isn't a huge connection between the two composers in this particular case, apart from the fact that I suppose that they, both myself and Frangez Ali Zada, stem from the margins of European music, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her piece is just such fun, and this is a piece that everyone's going to really enjoy, and it's full of folk tunes, imagined and real, and it's really going to bring a taste of that East Asian block right into Dublin audiences. So hopefully people will enjoy that.
Great, yeah, I'm sure when the performers are enjoying it, the audience always do. So,
well, I think so. we'll be enjoying it anyway. And I think that particularly the Frangez Ali Zada piece is going to be a real fresh look at string quartet music. And people should really make an effort to go to that, because this is a voice that's going to be very, very prominent in the next 10 years. So you heard it first in Music 21.
Great.
This podcast has been brought to you by Contemporary Music Centre Ireland. For more information, audio and video, go to www.cmc.ie.